And now, for your listening pleasure.
Yes, my podcast has taken on the essence of many things personal in my life right now. It happens. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And I'm hurting. And I have a coach. And if you want a coach and you want to talk to me privately, you can find me on the website heal.me/Carol L. Sanek. Yesterday's episode was clearly a blend of lost moments and soul talk. Today's episode is leaning towards the letting go I have to do to move forward. Only in this case, I understand the reality of letting go. And I also know I'm not letting go of the beauty in knowing a special person. There are times when we let go that we don't let go 100%. You all know that. Memories lurk at times and we are taken right back to that point in our lives before we let go. And there we are again, having that, oh, darn moment, should I have done it? And we actually know we are okay that we did. I have spent so many Saturdays applauding the ideas of letting go of things, people, relationships, etc. And I do not think I've ever spoken about the fact that there will be times when we only partially let go of anything, like I just mentioned. I got caught up in the permanence of letting go. I didn't think about the semi-permanence of our actions. It was my trip to Italy that made me realize there is another way to let go of almost anything. It all depends on where you are in the life stream of your needs. Before I went to Italy, I was still holding on to the life I once had, where I had a partner who took care of everything. I didn't even have to lift a suitcase. This time around, I had to do it all. And when I realized I could, I let go of how it used to be, and I hit acceptance of how it is now. And that was a startling, yet beautiful, realization. I had an aha moment. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.